Well, we're on the telephone with Nebraska Farm Bureau President Steve Nelson. Nebraska Farm Bureau's annual meeting is coming up December 3rd and 4th in Kearney. And Steve, always a lot of issues, a lot of business to take care of at your annual meeting, and this year's no exception again. And I noted here that one of the big topics of discussion will be water issues. And tell me specifically what kind of issues you might be talking about there.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is a very important time of year for Farm Bureau, and our annual meeting is the time when our delegates from all of the counties come together and discuss those issues. Certainly with the drought that we're having in the state right now, and it seems to be very persistent, water it's always important in Nebraska, but will be particularly important next year and as we move forward. So a number of resolutions relating to management of groundwater and surface water and the relationships with groundwater and surface water will be discussed as part of the discussions that we will have.
I know we hear reports around the state of problems with wells in some places, and boy, if this drought continues, those issues could grow in the coming year.
That's right, and so we've tried to actually been working on those issues even prior to the convention. I know that there's been certain parts of the state where there's been concerns with declining groundwater tables, and so we've been working on that already, and we'll continue to work and consider policies that relate to that. Mostly, I think that really in two areas, I guess, I would talk about. One really would relate more to long-term water policy and how we continue to provide and have water accessible to agriculture in the future. And then probably more specific, some of the issues related to a couple of the basins, primarily the Republican Basin, as we deal with very dry conditions there and the working out the details of the agreement with Kansas that we have and trying to settle some of those issues and work towards solutions that can really be as good as they can be for everyone involved.
Of course, tax issues are always right near the top of the agenda there. And what are we looking at this year as far as on the state level?
Well, I think that we have some resolutions coming in. Again, our members have some pretty strong positions on property tax and continue to look at the burden of property taxes that is there, and that's probably always our top priority. A number of issues will be looked at. I know that the governor has talked about some possible changes or even removing the income tax. Inheritance taxes were talked about last year, state inheritance tax issues. And so I think that those will all be part of the discussion. But again, from a Farm Bureau perspective, I think that we're going to come down on the importance of dealing with property taxes and looking at it from that perspective.
And, of course, the concerns at the federal level about the estate tax and capital gains taxes as well.
That's right, and we were having a meeting here before you called, talking about some of those issues, and of course the very important need for Congress to act on those before the end of the year, and some of the significant problems that could happen if they don't. I still remain somewhat confident that they will deal with the tax issues in one way or another. I think it's extremely important that they do, and so we will continue to push for that in every way that we can.
I noted here, too, another issue that might be discussed is establishment of a state beef checkoff program. What does that involve?
Right. There's been a working group, a number of groups working with cattlemen and the beef producers about the possibility of starting a state checkoff, and so that is one of the policies related to that will be part of what we discuss at our annual meeting, and whether or not that we would move forward in support of something like that. So certainly That will be, I think that'll be a big discussion issue, and look forward to that debate as well.
And so there would be a resolution in favor of that, or?
That's the proposal that's there. We've had resolutions come in support of that, and so that will be discussed, and along with a number of other things that relate to how a state, an additional state checkoff would be implemented.
Well, very good. Sounds like another busy meeting coming up, and this year's event in Kearney, and look forward to seeing you there, Steve.
Well, thank you, Ken. Looks like we have some good weather forecast, and so we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people at the annual meeting.